Hey, it's your boys Whelk Dog and Elian for the Dogs History Podcast, and today we'll be covering the apartheid. The apartheid was a time of segregation that took place in South Africa, where the white men controlled the government for nearly 50 years. The word apartheid means separateness in Afrikaans, which is a language in Southern Africa derived from the Dutch colonists. The apartheid started in the colonial time when both the Dutch and British wanted land in South Africa. They cruelly kicked out the natives and put their rights in the back seat, focusing on what they wanted and nothing more.
The whites discriminated the blacks, coloreds, and the Indians. The apartheid laws, proposed in 1948, were meant to assert white dominance and keep the natives under their control. I think we should go over some of these laws to show how awful the non-whites were being treated in South Africa. First, the blacks had to carry ID cards wherever they went. They were treated like prisoners even though they were the natives and were in South Africa first. Second, they had strict curfews and were not allowed to be out of the house very much. The whites controlled their lives and their schedules. Third, buildings, bathrooms, etc. were separated between colored and white.
The white government officials forced the blacks, colored, and the Indians into different living areas they called homelands. These homelands were rural, unsanitary, and full of poverty. This reminds me of the Hunger Games when they split them into districts without them getting a say on where they lived or who they lived with. The government had way too much power and dominated over the non-whites. Each government official had the power to kick out the blacks from their living arrangements to make room for businesses or for the whites to have more land. The apartheid was introduced in South Africa after World War II. This is odd because the rest of the world used World War II and the Holocaust as a wake-up call to stop discrimination and injustice after seeing how millions of Jews were killed during the Holocaust. But the whites in South Africa did the opposite and formed even more racism in their country.
The South Africans found themselves isolated from the rest of the world and had few allies. This means that they had few trading partners. No one wanted to have any relations with them because of their racist behavior and actions. This caused them to fall behind everyone else economically and as a whole country.
In 1960, a group of several thousand black protesters went to a police station in Sharpeville, South Africa, and demonstrated their hate for the new apartheid laws. These protesters were beaten by the police officers, and 69 people were killed, with nearly 200 injured. This caused a global shock around the world and caused many countries to cut their ties with South Africa, including the British, who were one of their main allies.
Nelson Mandela was born on July 18, 1918 in Bezo, South Africa. He lived during the apartheid, and here is a quote from him. "During my lifetime, I have dedicated myself to this struggle of the African people. I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve, but if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." This meant that Mandela had experienced black and white dominance but disagreed with both. In 1962, he was arrested and sent to jail. He was charged with leaving the country without a permit. He spent 27 years in prison. During his time in prison, he became a symbol of the people against apartheid. Later on, in the late 1980s and early 1990s, Mandela was released from prison. In 1994, a new election was held in which people of all color could vote. Mandela was running for president, and he won the election, making him the first black president of South Africa. This was a huge step for the country and showed that the racial injustice had come to an end. This is all for this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to the Dogs Podcast. See you next week.